Again, that is a misconception of the whole thing. The fact is that there is no certain moment in individual life where soul is breathed into anybody. The soul is born with the fetus and it reaches a stage of independent existence when body reaches that stage. And they are simultaneous in progress. So that one single moment where you can say the soul has come into being cannot be decided until that single moment for the body is decided. That breathing is completely different. That is there the phenomena of revelation is mentioned. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنُفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَوُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. That is where what you are referring to. It does not mean that each man, when he is born, then Allah, or before he is born, Allah breathes in life into him and then قَوُلَهُ sajidin. If that is the meaning, then for each man, there is an order to everybody else to bow in submission. While this is not the case, that order is confined to Adam, the caliph of Allah on earth, his resurgent on earth. So that means when he becomes caliph, then bow to him. And how does he become caliph? Not because he is born and he is all right. He only becomes caliph when Allah breathes into him, that is, speaks to him and reveals to him. A new life is breathed into him. There is the life of prophethood and spirituality. So it is only that which is referred to there. Not that individually each boy is breathed soul from outside. There is no soul from outside.